You're live on the Chris Fade Show. Ramadan Kareem, day one. You're breaking fast. 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you for having us on. So you know, with the big royal wedding, Rossi says he's going. By the way,
yeah,
we've got him a ticket. He's flying British Airways there. We've hooked that up. Thanks to the guys from British Airways, flying you economy all the way there to London.
Are you excited, Rossi?
He's trying to get a business class ticket. I've already seen emails of him trying to message the guys.
Let me just put it into perspective.
I'm 6 foot four.
I'm 191 centimeters, yeah, cool. And I'm large. Yeah, so cool. You know,
whatever,
come on, guys.
Free ticket, just be.
I am happy. Thank you.
Appreciative. British Airways doing pretty cool stuff with the royal wedding as well, aren't they?
Yeah. So their flight from London to Toronto on Saturday is going to be all Prince Harry and Meghan out. The entire crew.
That's really cute.
They're all Harrys and Meghans. They're going to be two Harrys and eight Meghans.
So as the beautiful couple walk up to Windsor Castle, they call it the long walk. It's a 2 kilometer long walk. They're in a car, but this is where they're expecting hundreds of thousands of people to be up there. They just want to get that wave.
They want to see the look, you know.
The wave and the clap. And, yeah. Oh my gosh, there she is.
You know that they're going to come out of the castle after the wedding.
Yes.
They're going to drive around the town. And then go back in.
Yeah.
Do they?
It's a bit strange.
That's cute, though. They're giving everyone a look in.
It's going to be packed out there.
You promised to get a picture with them. You are going to this wedding. You're going to the wedding.
Yeah. So where are we crossing to now, then? What are we doing?
All right. So we've gone onto Google Maps and we've found a couple of places on the long walk. So where the actual royal couple are going to be driving up. And there's one place. And I've got him on the phone right now. It's like a restaurant / pub. We've got Stuart with us, who's the manager down there. Stuart, how are you?
I'm all good, all good.
Are you prepared? Are you ready?
We are indeed. Just waiting for our last delivery of the week. So, fingers crossed.
So, because we've been told that you guys are at the beginning of the long walk. This is it. You guys are like right at the beginning of it.
We're right at the beginning, but right at the end of the actual... of the actual route itself, so we will be one of the last people to see them go into the castle after the ceremony.
Now, for business, this month, is it good for business or bad for business? I was trying to work it out.
Oh, it's absolutely superb for business.
You're loving it.
It's going to be absolutely packed.
This is amazing.
I'm going to stop off there, I think, because I'm going to be going over there.
Yeah, one of the guys on the show here, his name's Big Rossi, he's from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Don't hold that against him. He's an Everton supporter. He's going to pop in at some time.
He's not allowed in, then.
He's not allowed in.
Who do you support?
You're talking to the future Champions League winners.
Oh, this is my point exactly, right? Every single Liverpool fan is not from Liverpool. This guy is in London, the heart of where the royal family are and all of that, in Windsor, and he's a flipping Liverpool supporter.
Hey, sorry, man.
I'm just clever.
Hey, so real quickly, what time do you believe people will be lined up, and what time do you open? Like, when do the streets start filling up?
Well, we've already got 10 people already camping outside the castle. And
wow.
I think we're going to be open from 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're expecting about 20,000 just going past the pub itself before our roads shut off at about 9 o'clock in the morning.
That is crazy. There's already people camping out to get that spot.
Yes, right outside the castle where they first come out after the ceremony, yeah.
Wow. Well, good luck with everything, man. Well, you guys got more staff on. I'm guessing you've got everyone on roster.
As many as we can get hold of, absolutely. So if you feel free to come in and give us a hand, wash some glasses, that'd be great.
Well, listen, if you see this, 6 foot four, balding, Evertonian guy walk in, his name's Big Rossi, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll make his presence known to me, that's for sure.
Yeah. I will do. If you're going to give away some freebies, I will be there.
Okay, man.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you, Stuart. Really appreciate the time, bro. Take care.
All right, take care. Cheers, guys.
There it is. Bye.